This is Focus on EMU, a time during Eagles halftime where we set aside a little moment to talk about some of the things going on campus, some of the people and places and things that really make Eastern great. And one thing you may have noticed if you walked around campus, especially at night, are yellow shirts, yellow jackets, students wearing them. I promise they're not some sort of yellow-themed gang. This is actually CEUS, a service on the campus of Eastern Michigan University, a student service that's done in coordination with our Department for Public Safety. With us today to talk about it, Sergeant Torres from DPS, and Zeke, a student who's in the program. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for being here today. I have to admit that I've worked here almost 4 years, and I still don't know what CEUS stands for. It's an acronym, I know that. But one of you want to tell me, what does CEUS stand for?
Oh, yeah, no problem. So CEUS is it's a Student Eyes and Ears for University Safety.
Okay.
It's basically comprised of students, run by students.
Okay.
I feel like that's a big thing for us, having it being run by students. I feel like students, giving the students a better chance to take control of keeping watch over their campus and keeping it safe.
So is that the basic goal then, is that this is a student employees kind of walking around campus, keeping an eye on things? Are there other services CEUS offers?
Yeah. So primarily CEUS is an escort service where they walk students, guests, faculty around campus, and they'll walk with you to your car from the library, primarily on campus. We do also have a shuttle service with a minivan that they do run during specific times, and we've recently taken over some new duties as of last year. Do you want to talk about those?
Oh, yeah, some new duties. One would be a door check. Mm. So we go around at designated times. We go and lock the buildings.
Okay, I've seen you. You come in, like, we're in King Hall right now. You come in and make sure that the outside exterior doors are locked, secured, and all. Okay.
Yes, sir. And it's essentially a perimeter check, too. They give us a chance to really, they go through the buildings to lock all the doors.
All right. Mm-hmm. So is this available to any faculty, staff, student? I mean, how do I know if I'm able to use CEUS services?
So it's available to any staff, student, or guest. You can call us at our number at 734-48-CEUS or 734-487-3387.
I can remember 48-CEUS. And on campus phones, you just dial CEUS, right? Mm. All right, because directly to you. Okay, so I've dialed you up, and are there hours that I can call you? Are there certain times, days, or that I can use the services?
So during the weekdays, we operate from 5 p.m. to 3 a.m., and then on weekends, which is Friday and Saturday, we operate from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Okay.
You can call us, and you just give us your e-number, your name, how many people you're walking with, and we will send a group to you as soon as possible.
And it's kind of a from anywhere on campus to anywhere on campus. You'll walk us around. You know, if I park in the green lot and I need to get all the way up to Welch Hall, you'll come meet me and walk me all the way across campus?
Oh, yes, sir. Just tell it where you are and where you're going.
Zeke, from your perspective, what does this give you to, is this like a need you needed to fulfill? Is this something you were interested in? How did you get involved with CEUS?
It's an interesting story. I started February 2015. Me and my roommate, we really needed a job, you know, a place for us to go to, you know, make some money.
Are you living on campus at that point?
Yes, I was living in a first-year center. Then we got involved. I started working there, you know, made a couple friends, actually became a friend with a supervisor. He saw some potential in me, I guess, and he actually told me to apply once, and I didn't. I didn't want to step up. But the second time around, decided I want a bit more for myself and a bit more for the community, so stepped up.
So at first it was just maybe a way to do a student job, make some money, but you actually are enjoying what you're doing now.
Yeah, I've really grown into it. Like, cool. I've come to enjoy the people in CEUS. The students are great.
Is it a good to have this chain of communication that doesn't just go from you to an outside student? You can actually involve the student in the middle of a situation or a conversation to get a different type of information.
Yeah, I think this organization specifically is a great way for us to keep in touch with the students and find out what's concerning them as far as safety around campus. They often come to me with ideas or even questions about things they've heard going on around campus, and then I can talk to the supervisors or address the entire group and let them know what we're doing or what things might be looked at or what we can do to help.
So you mentioned they're kind of a student eyes and ears around campus. What are you training them, or Zeke, you can answer this too, what are you on the lookout for?
Well, we're definitely on the lookout for anything suspicious.
Okay.
I mean, that's where the big thing with the students.
So out of the ordinary.
Yeah, out of the ordinary. And, you know, students will recognize it immediately because we're on the campus every single day. We walk around and we go to class. So basically anything out of the ordinary, we don't train it to engage anything.
Well, that's a great point. You're a community agency, sort of. So you're part of this community all the time. Mm-hmm. So you're probably the first one that's going to notice, hey, this guy's out of place, or, you know, this girl looks like she doesn't know where she's going. You know, maybe she needs some help. So that's a great point that you have eyes and ears that you know, professionals doing this all the time might not have. You see the world in a different way. Yeah. You see us.
Officers can't be everywhere at all times, but with CS helping us, and they can radio directly to our dispatch. So if they see a suspicious vehicle or a person that they know shouldn't be around campus, they call directly, and we'll send an officer within minutes.
Great. All right, Zeke, tell us one more time, how do we get a hold of you if we, not you personally, CS, how do we get a hold of CS if we're interested in using the services?
Well, that's easy, so call 734-48-CS.
Okay, and then if we need more help than you can provide, you'll just shoot us right over to DPS.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sergeant Torres. Thank you, Zeke, for being here today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
This was Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU. Now back to Eagles football.